Hello, everybody. My name is Natasha, and His Royal Highness Prince Bertie the Frog has commanded me to drop by and tell you a true story, Nori. My friend Hugh has been to the Downs Church of England Primary School in the southeast of England, where the 10-year-old children in Year 6 make their own podcast called Downs FM. As you probably know, a podcast is a programme like Story Nori that you can download from the internet. Hugh teamed up with Downs FM DJ Lucy and went to ask some of the younger children about their favourite stories. Here's what they found out.
We're here with Year 2 at the Downs Primary School, and Lucy from Downs FM has come with me to talk to some of the younger children. Now, I see that these children are all reading books. One of them's called Babies, another is called Why Wash, and another one is called Why Am I So Small? Now, Lucy, do you think these children like reading these books?
Yeah.
Would you like to ask them why they like reading them?
Okay. Do you like reading these books and why?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Why do you like reading them?
Because they show how babies are like.
Because it shows you stories.
Do you like fairy stories?
No.
No, why not?
Because I don't.
Are you surprised about that, Lucy? Did you like fairy stories when you were there?
Yes.
What were your favourite fairy stories?
Cinderella.
My favourite one was Cinderella as well.
Lucy, why do you think little girls like Cinderella?
Because someday they probably think they'll meet their prince. Tristan, do you like fairy stories?
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Why?
Because it's my favourite.
What happens in Jack and the Beanstalk?
I forgot.
I know. They plant a seed and then there's a big beanstalk.
And the other part... And then after the beanstalk grows, there's a big monster and he comes to get them and then he climbs up the beanstalk.
Fun.
What other stories do you know?
Gooby-Doo.
Like Snow White and Cinderella, Jack and Giant Beanstalk. Can any of you remember what happens in Snow White?
Yes. Snow White dies.
Is that sad?
Yes.
Do you know Goldilocks and Three Bears?
Yeah. He blows the pigs' houses down.
I think that's a different story.
Goldilocks goes and eats the porridge and then she feels a bit tired and she goes to sleep in the bed.
What's the most scariest story ever?
My scariest story is when there's monsters in it.
All right, everybody, do you like stories?
Yes!
Do you really, really like stories?
Yes!
And everyone shout your favourite story. Okay, thank you. I brought enough chaos to your class. Thank you very much for letting us disturb you.
And that was Lucy and Hugh reporting from the Downs Church of England Primary School. You can tune in to the school's podcast at downsfm.com. I'll be back soon here at storynori.com with some more fairy tales and stories about Bertie the Frog. Until then, from me, Natasha. Bye-bye.